Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by ToughManTry.com. Everyone.org, that's everyone.org, coming up, a half marathon of 5K series on July 24th. And the first event is Everyone East Bay. The Catalina Eco Marathon coming up on Saturday, November 19th. Our Challenge Athletes Foundation, we've raised over $70 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. And you can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. Our next guest, she is the marathon goddess. Her name is Julie Weiss. Julie, long time no chat. How are you?
Hi, Bob. I'm good. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. I think the last time we chatted, you were just finishing up, you were running L.A. once again. How many times have you run L.A. Marathon now?
That was my 8th L.A. Marathon and my 100th lifetime marathon.
Wow. Now, when you ran your first marathon back in the day, you were a runner, but you weren't the dedicated runner going, I'm going to run 100 marathons, right?
No.
You were just sort of a little recreational?
My goal at the time was to qualify for the Boston Marathon.
Oh, that's more than recreational.
That's right. Yeah, I heard about Boston. I'm like, oh, I can do that. And once I finished the L.A. Marathon, I was only, 45 minutes from qualifying, and I thought that was easy.
Yeah.
But not so much.
So growing up, were you one of those kids who got into everything sport-wise?
No, that's a great question, because actually I didn't start running until I was about 37, and I was about 8 years ago, and I just gave away my age, and that's fine. But so if somebody like me who is, in their middle, upper, late 30s can do something like I've done, and I wasn't a runner in high school or college, anybody can do it. So
What was the attraction of running?
Running, for me, really helped to save my life. Running makes me happy. I was on antidepressants. I was overweight before I started running, and when I found running, it really truly did save my life. And my dad became my biggest fan, so it was a win-win.
And your dad was your biggest fan, and then he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, which is just horrific. It was, 35 days from diagnosis till he passed?
That's right. It was just devastating. So I knew I had to do something big, and I'm still doing it in his honor.
Now,
and other people.
I remember watching Spirit of the Marathon 2, which was based in Rome, and you were part of that. You were part of that story, and you just jumped off the screen. I mean, you were the person who sort of stole that movie. And what was it about that, one, being in Rome, and was that the first, in terms of your trying to do 52 marathons in 52 weeks?
That's right. As soon as I crossed that finish line, I was one down, 51 more to go.
So do you have that type of history where you set yourself sort of ridiculous goals, or did this come as part of when you became a runner? Did all of a sudden this, okay, I'm going to do 52 marathons in 52 weeks type of thing take over?
Well, I think it was in 2009 when I ran one marathon every month for a year. So I thought that was a lot, and I knew, and it is.
Yeah.
I knew that from doing that my body recovered fairly quickly. So, and I just loved running marathons. It's just, something that there's nothing like it for me. It's something I love to do. So when my father passed away and I knew I wanted to do something big, I had heard a few people doing 52 marathons in 52 weeks, and I thought, you know what? That's something that I can do. I actually had to run it by my coach/husband.
Yeah.
See what he thought, and he said, you absolutely can do it, but you're going to have to, make some changes.
What was the biggest challenge of that? I remember when Dean Karnazes ran 50 marathons in 50 days in 50 states. He says, hey, the running was almost a relief because it was all the logistics. And you're a working woman, so it's not like you could say, okay, I'll go to Chicago on Wednesday, I'll sightsee a little bit, then I'll run on Sunday, and then I'll come home whenever. You were on tight timelines, right?
Exactly. I mean, to run 52 marathons in 52 weeks, the marathon was almost the easiest part because I had to get to the marathon. I had to leave my office on a Friday, get to the marathon, run it on a Saturday or Sunday, and as soon as I was done, I didn't have the luxury of going to the bar and celebrating and eating. Most of the time, I had to just hightail it back to the airport so that I could get back to work Monday morning. So that was pretty tough. So I would say the hardest part was getting to the starting line.
Yeah.
For sure. And then getting back to work and trying to actually work.
Now, in between, when you run a marathon every weekend, were you basically recovering in between and going, oh, I haven't seen these running shoes since last Sunday? And then you lace them up again. Or were you training much in between?
That's correct. No, I was recovering. It was all about just making it to the next starting line healthy and injury-free. So I wouldn't run in between. I would just recover. And when I, you know, my cause was so near and is so near and dear to my heart that's really what kept me going is these people that I'm running for. You know, I'm thinking about them and thinking how hard their journey is to battle this horrific disease that it made what I was doing like nothing. You know, I'm like, it turned into, we got this. We do. And we did.
There's a lot of people out there who run for a cause or raise money for a cause. Were you surprised at how your journey touched a nerve? Because you were incredibly successful with your fundraising.
I was very, very grateful and surprised at how many people that I would meet, along the way, and how many hearts I would touch. I really, as soon as I started dedicating all of my races to somebody who was affected by pancreatic cancer, that's when my journey took on a whole life of its own, because I would reach out to people, and they would reach out to me, and some of these marathons, I would run with them, or they'd meet me at the finish line, and we'd cross the finish line together, and it was so, so special, almost magical, and it was really just an incredible journey. There was some wonderful high points, and sadly, I lost some people along the way, which is, it's heartbreaking. It's bittersweet.
Sure.
But that's why we do what we do.
Well, and the hard part with a disease like pancreatic cancer is, like you said, your dad went in 35 days. So they really aren't in a position to study people because it's almost like a death sentence. Have you seen some advances since you've been doing what you're doing?
Well, there's clinical trials out there, which is where I believe the cure is.
Right.
And so, I've been running with some amazing charities out there, and one of the ones that I want to highlight today is the Lazarex Cancer Foundation, because that is exactly what they do. They get people to, they navigate them and help them get to clinical trials if they qualify, and they pay for their travel and to pay for a loved one as well, to get to these clinical trials so that they can run them and they can find that cure, because there is a gap there, not getting enough people to these clinical trials. So it's the only charity like that, and I am really honored to be to continue to support them.
Love that. And I know you're involved with, this weekend, seems like every weekend you got something, Tour de Pierre. May 15th, you're doing a little fundraising there, and you're going to be doing a little spinning.
Absolutely. This is another wonderful charity that I run for called the Hirschberg Foundation, and they are doing a Tour de Pierre, which is I think it's 5 hours of spinning.
Yep.
And it's a few different charities that come together and raise money for pancreatic cancer. And this is actually the charity that I ran for the LA Marathon. So I'm really excited to be a part of that with, I think we're the Team PCVT, which is the Pancreatic Cancer Victory Tour. I'll be joining my dear friend Lawrence Cohen and Eric McIntyre, who sadly lost his wife to pancreatic cancer. He's the amazing guy that rode his bike across 18 states
yes.
to raise money in honor of his wife at the time, who was surviving.
And what's cool about Eric is he really didn't have any background. You had background in running because you were trying to qualify for Boston. He really had no background in riding a bike, especially deciding I'm going to ride across the country.
That's right. It's really, you know, unbelievable what you can do when your passion, you're passionate about something and you've got a purpose. That's where the miracles are. So, I mean, what he did was truly incredible, and it was a beautiful journey. I think Liz survived maybe 3 years or maybe a little more than 3 years and had a very, very good quality of life, you know, during those 3 years because she was going through a clinical trial from Lazarex. So, you know, it was special. I'm sad that, you know, she's right. No longer here, but we are honoring her as well in this spinning, and along with my dear friend Lupe Romero, who is a pancreatic cancer survivor. She's going to try to come out there as well as we, you know, as this one is, we're peddling pancreatic cancer into the ground.
Love that. So what was the, in terms of the 52 marathons, 52 weeks, was there one where you're a mile six or seven and you're going, I don't know if I can do this. My body's just beat up.
I don't think there was ever a moment, honestly, that I thought I wasn't going to finish. I knew it. There was nothing that would stop me. Nothing. I mean, not even Superstorm Sandy, okay? I mean, she tried in New York to stop me.
Right.
but I went on to finish this journey. There were some times, yeah, that I didn't want to wake up, especially when I was doing a double or a triple marathon, something like that. But again, you know, thinking about those people and that battle against this disease was—it's just what kept me going. And when I was out there running, I would feel their spirit. Whenever I felt like I couldn't make it, I couldn't go on, I would just kind of look up and feel my dad's energy and be like, you know what, Julie, you got this.
Love that.
Yeah.
Now, I had Tom Houston on the show recently talking about the Every One series that he's creating, EveryWon .org. And what I love about the concept, the first event, East Bay, Berkeley in Oakland, July 24th, 16 official charities. You're part of the Team for Life for the Lazarex Cancer Foundation. He realized that so many of the events that are out there, the people participating don't raise that much for charity. And so the whole idea of Everyone with the Half Marathon 5K is that everyone should be raising money for a charity while they're out there doing his event. When did you first find out about this series, what's going to become a series, and what was your thought when you heard about it?
I just found out about it maybe a month ago or so, and
yeah.
I thought, you know what, this is really special because there's, I believe, 16 different
yes.
official charities, maybe more than that now. So there's a charity for everyone, hence the name.
Right,
You know, so if there's a charity out there that speaks to your heart, so when you're out there running, you're creating, everyone wins, and it's so true, and that's what I've been doing. So it really does take on a whole new meaning when you're out there running for a charity, for a cause, or something greater, something bigger than yourself, and you know that you're out there, you're helping
right.
make the world a better place. So absolutely, this just speaks to my heart, and I'm so honored to be a part of it. July 24th, it's a half marathon and a 5K. I even have a discount code for $20 off. It's Goddess20.
Oh, okay.
G-O-D-E-S-S 20. So, you know, I hope you can join me. Like you said, go to that website.
Everyone.org.
And check out all the different charities they have and see which one speaks to your heart. Again, I'll be running with Team for Life for the Lazarex Cancer Foundation. And, you know, I hope you can all join me out there. It's going to be a very special event and a wonderful place to visit in July. And, yeah, I'm excited about it.
And I know their next one's going to be down here in San Diego in December. They have to firm up a date and a course. The other thing, for you, a half marathon, man, that's like a cocktail weenie. You're going to be, you know, it's like an appetizer. You're going to be like, what do I do now? I got the rest of the day.
Well, that's right. But I'll use it as a training run maybe or something like that. But more importantly, I'm going to be dedicating this one to Elizabeth McIntyre. And that's why I'm running.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always about the time. It's not always how fast you go or whatever. It's really just about being out there making a difference in the world and, you know, having a little fun, too. So there you go. And I'm really excited about being a part of this inaugural event.
About 6-8 weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go down to Aruba for a brand new event that's coming up on October 23rd. Unfortunately, it's our CAF weekend, so I won't be there. But you will be at Challenge Aruba doing a half-distance triathlon. Have you done many of these triathlon things?
I am so excited. Actually, Bob, my first ever event was the LA Triathlon in 2007 before I did the marathon.
Yeah.
So I have some experience in triathlon, not a lot, but I did, I've got to pick up my training for this amazing experience coming up. So I've been riding my bike to work and running and swimming and doing all the things I need to do to get ready for this beautiful event in Aruba, Challenge Aruba. I couldn't be more honored to be a part of this, where I will I'll be speaking there as well. So
you're going to love it. It's a great place.
That.
I think the whole
October 23rd.
I think the whole island is 19 miles long, right? And it's just beautiful. It's a Dutch island, and it's spectacular. You're going to love every second of it. So your season sounds like it's already filling up. After finishing the 52 marathons, 52 weeks, was there a little bit of a period where, thank God that's over, and when do I start up again? How was that first weekend not having an event?
I have to be honest, it was rough.
It really
was, you know, because you're always looking forward to something new and a new place and, you know, meeting new people. So, yeah, it was a little difficult to adjust to back to a normal life, whatever that is. And I really quite haven't been able to do that. So I'm always creating something new. And honestly, even though the 52 ended, my journey doesn't end, and it won't until we, you know, help to find a cure for pancreatic cancer. So I'm not saying I'm going to run another 52 marathons. You know, I've already ran 100, and that was quite exhausting. So
yeah.
Maybe just one or two marathons a year and continue to raise money and funds and awareness for this disease at great races like Everyone and Challenge Aruba and more, and just continue to go. And hopefully this will be the year that I get my book out.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We can continue to raise awareness that way. So keep, you know, stay in touch. I'm at marathongoddess.com, marathongoddess on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
And everything else that's out there. Was there one marathon? Because when you're making out a schedule of basically a marathon every weekend, a lot of times you're trying to find marathons, right? You're trying to find something that fits. Was there a marathon that surprised you? You got there and you're like, okay, this will be number 12. And then it surprised you because, wow, this marathon is awesome.
You know, did you just know that number 12 was like the marathon?
No, I just sort of made that up. Was that the one?
Marathon number 12, I believe, was the Leadville Marathon.
Oh.
And I searched everywhere to find another marathon. I'm like, is there any other marathon that weekend? And that was the only one I could find that starts at 10,000 feet, goes up to 13,000 feet, and I have no elevation training. And I went out there, and I'm like, all right, let's do this. And I was surprised that I was okay.
Wow.
I finished it. But I do believe that was marathon number 12, so you really hit it on the head. The Leadville Marathon. And you know what? If I could do that, I was like, I could do anything.
I think so. Especially going there with no altitude training. Oh, my God. That is brutal. I love that. Hey, Julie, congrats on everything you're doing. It's always special when someone, you know, when a light bulb goes on and you know you have a purpose and you know you have a cause, and then you go out and make great things happen. I just love that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, it's sad that, you know, my dad is no longer with me, but he is with me in spirit, and are so many other people. And what started out for my father is now, you know, helping so many people, the entire pancreatic cancer community. And it just goes to show you, when you're passionate about something and you have purpose, you really can do anything you set your mind to. So keep going. We got this.
Love it. Julie Weiss has been our guest, the marathon goddess. We are brought to you by toughmantry.com. Julie will be at everyone.org on Sunday, July 24th, up in the Oakland-Berkeley area. Catalina Eco Marathon coming up on November 19th. Our Challenge Athletes Foundation, we've raised over $70 million to keep challenged athletes in the game alive through sport. Check out any of our interviews on iTunes or on Babbittville.com. And our newsletter, our Endurance World newsletter at Babbittville.com/newsletter. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.